In the past, we've heard about the use of intrahepatic chemotherapy. That seems like it's being used a lot less. It is being studied in one NSABP trial. What do you see of the role, if any, of intrahepatic chemotherapy in a non-protocol setting?
Well, we've certainly had a fairly large experience with regional chemotherapy, and there's absolutely no question that it improves disease-free survival and reduces local recurrence. I think the big question, which hopefully will be answered by the NSABP study, is whether in a multi-institutional setting with better systemic drugs that in fact improves overall survival. I think that most of the reports have been limited to one institution. The institution that has published these reports has really shown superb results and published a multi-center randomized trial within that institution that demonstrated a disease-free survival benefit, but the study was not powered to look at overall survival. But that study, which was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in, I believe, 1999, was again in the setting of systemic 5-FU, and we certainly have much better systemic agents. Now, that group has, and I'm referring to the Memorial Sloan Kettering group, has combined in phase two trials some of the better drugs, oxaliplatin, with regional chemotherapy and resection. In fact, demonstrated response rates of over 80%. So I think that the verdict is not out with regional therapy. What is very clear, though, is that most medical oncologists throughout the United States are reluctant to use regional chemotherapy because of their inexperience, because of their concern about hepatic toxicity. There's nothing more disconcerting than a patient presenting disease-free or cancer-free with irreversible biliary sclerosis and patient going on to die of liver failure. And I think at the same time, medical oncologists have many, many drugs and systemic drugs and combinations now to choose from with exciting results. And again, that has led to the reluctance, I think, of many medical oncologists in the United States to embrace regional chemotherapy. And we as surgeons are largely, I mean, it's pointless putting in a pump if the medical oncologist is not going to use it. Most surgeons are not doing their own regional chemotherapy. And so, you know, I think that we've put in very few pumps in the last few years, whereas perhaps before then we were putting in up to 20, 30 a year. One other issue just concerning metastatic disease is how to handle the patient whose tumors disappear in the liver, how the surgeon handles that patient, and what constitutes a complete response. If a PET scan is negative and a CAT scan is negative, does that mean the patient is free of disease? And I think that those are just two issues that are worth discussing, because I think that even though a PET or a CT scan may show a complete response, several studies now have shown that up to 50-60% of those patients still have tumors. And our preference is still to operate on those patients, but it becomes quite tricky as to what operation to do. My preference is to do an operation based on the original scan, where those tumors first were. And the patient needs to be counseled that there's a possibility that no tumor may be found or that there may just be some scar. It's very unusual that that's the case, though.